Good morning. Many of you know our story, or at least part of the story of how we came to be members at St. Michael and St. George. We came out of the Roman Catholic tradition. We were not casual Catholics. But with revelations of the prevalence of sex abuse scandal in 2002, our spiritual 9/11, it became apparent to me that I needed to make a move to worship in a different Christian church. Up to that time, we had always attended church as an entire family, and now I would be breaking that tradition. But since I had cried through every service on Sunday for the previous 6 months and could literally, for some reason, no longer hear the gospel, I knew I had to do something. So it was with heavy heart that I told my husband, Joe, that I was going to have to find a different church and one with a Eucharistic tradition. I recognized at that point that I was both a small C Catholic and a protester, a Protestant who knew. And I made inquiries from the then theologian in residence, Ralph McMichael, to put theological questions to rest and to find out how to make a move to St. Michael and St. George. While I needed to do it for my own benefit, I did not expect Joe or others in my family to make the same decision. As I got ready for church some 3 weeks later on that June Sunday morning, I opened the door to see Joe in his suit lacing his shoes. I asked him where he was going and reiterated I didn't expect him to make the same decision I was making. He said, "I am not letting you go alone." This is the beginning of our story. That first Sunday, we were greeted warmly and were surprised to find a woman priest on the altar, and at the close of the Eucharistic celebration, to see one of the priests with his young child wrapped in his arms. The sight of such tenderness, the priest holding his own son, brought tears to Joe's eyes. Next, we were amazed as we looked around the bulletin board at all the opportunities to get to know people. Small group Bible study, casserole clubs, the then bookstore, mission trips to Nicaragua, plus many other opportunities. We began to feel we had truly come to the right place, and we had a chance to find a place to belong. In the meantime, our daughter and son-in-law, Lori and Craig Anzalotti, and their children had also left the Catholic Church. They were looking around and visiting churches throughout that year to find a match. They came to St. Michael's a few times to support us, and our grandchildren experienced Jane Fisher's children's program. After a year of roaming, lest there be any doubt that a child leads the way, our eldest granddaughter, Anna, 7 years old at the time, put her hands on her hips and said, "Why can't we just go to Grandma and Grandpa's church?" And so they did. We were a whole family again. Our grandchildren began attending the children's chapel led by our priest, Heather Blewett. Heather was surprised when distributing communion one Sunday by a voice from our then 4-year-old granddaughter, Liza, crying out because she had missed the blood of Christ, the cup of salvation. She chased Heather down the communion rail, crying out, "But I need salvation! I need salvation!" Luckily, Heather was able to let her drink from the chalice, so that Sunday she did not miss salvation. That young girl, along with her brother Mark, are both acolytes here, and our youngest in-town granddaughter, Catherine, a sometimes usher. Daddy Craig, now a vestry member. To continue our St. Michael and St. George story, daughter Lori, who had led a teenage group at St. Louis University's College Church, began to lead the children's chapel here, which she did for 8 years. It was there, through the call of the parishioners who attended, she heard her own call to the priesthood, a culmination of years of previous study in theology. Earlier October speakers have told of their generational roots at St. Michael and St. George and expressed gratitude for those who supported the church financially and provided a firm foundation from which they now benefit. We as converts also derive those same benefits and express our thanks. And we want this for others who come after us so they too can find the spiritual home that we have. So we contribute to St. Michael and St. George in a deep and abiding gratitude that three generations of our family have found a place here in which to nurture and grow our faith, to continue to discover ways to practice that faith in our daily lives. We have come to a place where we acknowledge that as a people, we are broken, held, loved, and enabled to fulfill our baptismal promises to deepen our faith and to know and walk with Jesus as we attempt to carry him into the world. What shall we give to the Lord for all he has done for us? Indeed.